It was a momentous occasion in 1969 when Neil Armstrong first stepped on the moon. They said those immortal words, "One small step for me and one giant leap for mankind." But then the next words were very confusing. He said, "Good luck, Mr. Gorsky." This, of course, was very fearful for NASA. Here's an American who seems to be thanking some communist. Who is this Gorsky? They searched, is there a cosmonaut named Gorsky? They searched, is there a communist official named Gorsky who he's thanking? I mean, America's on the moon first, but they didn't dare ask him because it was televised. When he finally came down to Earth, they asked him, "What did you mean by this?" And he wouldn't say, not for years. Until one day, he told his grandchildren of why he had thanked Mr. Gorsky. Now, it seemed years ago that he and his brother were playing catch. And as they were playing catch, his brother threw the ball over his head. It landed in the neighbor's yard. And as he picked up the ball, he heard Mrs. Gorsky yelling at Mr. Gorsky, "Love and respect you? I'll love and respect you when the kid next door lands on the moon." Well, good luck, Mr. Gorsky. But, you know, there's a problem which is so often the case as we consider the human condition. We don't love and respect God. We're like Mrs. Gorsky. We're like we find in Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. We don't want to respect God. We want to listen to him. They eat of the forbidden fruit, and the entire world comes into rack and ruin. Sin enters the world, not just merely things which we do or which we do not do, but then total corruption of our human nature and the total corruption of nature itself. Destruction. Every generation that lives has endured the pains of sin and really is in the clutches of the devil, the clutches of death itself, and separated from God because we will not love or respect him. And even if we really admit it by our own human nature, we're dead in our trespasses and sins. What can we do? And the answer is nothing. We find that there is salvation itself. It is found in what God has done for us. Although the law accuses, the gospel is so good in its salvation. That Jesus does all the work. He saves us. His perfect life. His perfect death. His blood on the cross. His resurrection of the dead. And he comes to us with his word, the power of baptism, calling us his own, that we are his, we are saved, and saved, as we rightly say, by faith alone. Here in our lesson today, which we have in Revelation, we find the fruition of this, that saving work of God, although the world is in rack and ruin, God himself creates a new heaven and a new earth, of which you will be a part. Think of this place called heaven, of which he has given to you by grace. Not something which you have done, but what he has given you. Think of what this means to you, to have a new heaven and a new earth. Think of what it means as we consider a new glorified body. Sometimes we skip over these words of Revelation, the words of the end, and we somehow fail to love and respect them, even in the new nature of which we have as the new regenerate person. Think about what it means. There in heaven, there is no sin, there is no evil. Do you wear glasses today, dear friends? There in heaven, your eyesight's 20/20. Are you a little bit short on the top, like so many seminarians? Well, there in heaven, you'll have that full set of hair. Have you ever wanted to be like the greatest muscle man on earth? Well, there in heaven, that and more will be yours. There is no cemetery, for no one ever dies. There is no hospital, for no one ever gets sick. There is no nursing home. where people themselves are left to be infirm. This new heaven, this new earth, how glorious it is. And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can be certain of your salvation because of what Jesus has done. Think of the glory and the wonder that is yours. There it is, all made aright. And I hope that we would appreciate that. I hope we would remember our baptism every day. I hope we would appreciate the fact that God has come to us in his word and sacraments. What a glorious thing that is. I remember the story of the Rogers family. And Daddy Rogers was always concerned about the welfare of his children, their spiritual welfare. And so he would ask them questions every night as they had their nightly devotions. What do you think heaven is like? And finally, it was time for Jimmy Rogers, who was 7 years old, to come forward. And Jimmy said, heaven is like this. There's going to be a roll call. He's going to say, Daddy Rogers. And Daddy's going to say, here. And he's going to say, Mama Rogers. And Mama Rogers is going to say, here. And it's going to be like asking my sister Mavis, are you here? And she'll say, here. And finally, I'm so small, when he calls my name and says, Jimmy Rogers, I'm going to have to jump up and down, wave my hand because he won't see me, and I'll have to say, I'm here. A couple days later, Jimmy got hit by a car, and the ambulance took him to the hospital. And unfortunately, he was not going to recover. His family was all around his bed. And he moved just ever so slightly. His lips moved. And he mouthed one word, here. And that, saying that single word, here, there was a great big angel in a large book taking roll call. And Jimmy received his full reward, here. Dear friends, we are here. The hour of our passing, we don't know. Maybe now, maybe later. But heaven is our home, our true home. Revelation shows us again that there's a new heaven, a new earth. By his grace, we are saved. Dear friends, may the Lord keep us in that good grace and faith to the end that we may receive the crown of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds that one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen. We continue with hymn 561.